is laughter, huh?
Hey, why do they always break into new guys on my show? I don't understand it. I don't understand. Like we used to say in the old country, no literal translation. Basically, it translated means remove head from tukas, por favor. Jeez. Some odds and ends. You know, I just wanted to get a couple of cans of tuna and some protein drink. And I'm standing there in the express lane, mind you. And there's this guy in front of me going to pay for, I mean, he must have four or five items that he's going to pay for with a check. You know? I couldn't believe it. That had me mad anyway. This maggot holding up the whole express lane to pay for things with a check. And he didn't even have it filled out in advance. So all he had to do was write in the account and the amount, you know? He's sitting there writing in the date. And he even is figuring it out in his checkbook ledger. I mean, I was getting madder. And then he rips out the check and hands it to the guy. And it turns out the guy was a foreigner. I don't know what kind he was. I could, you know, he was jabbering something. You know, I said, all right. Hey, buddy, you got ashes on your head there. Would you bend over an ashtray? You know, I didn't know where he was from. And he was getting... And then the guy looks at the check and it's got all these squiggly writings on. He says, I'm sorry, sir, we'll have to get authorization on this check. It's from a foreign bank in Demosthenes or something, you know? And the guy's going, mini-nickel. I'm thinking, and I got mad! And my eyes turned to bright green. And as I got mad, I felt my biceps just filling with blood. My cephalic vein was pumped like a garden hose. And the shirt I was wearing, it was a brand new arrow, just started to rip right off my body. And as I turned around, I looked down at my legs, my massive legs. And it started to suppress my jeans. You ever tried to tear yourself out of a pair of Levi's with rivets? It's impossible. And yet somehow, my legs got so pumped, them jeans started to tear right off me. Next thing you know, I'm standing there in my jockeys, looking around. The foreigner's eyes filled with fear as I picked up one of his grapefruits and just squeezed and pop! The pulp went all over everything. He had a can of canned pumpkin and I picked it up and I squeezed and pop! Canned pumpkin went everywhere. By this time, the clerk's on the phone saying, yes, there's a madman in here. Please. I knew the police would be there at any time. I turned to run out the door. There was a guard standing there with his gun drawn and pointed at me. I turned and I dove right through the plate glass window of the store. I started running down the street, but the police chopper had arrived. They were overhead, screaming, you down in the street, surrender right now, or we'll open fire. I turned into an alley. I ran down the alleyway. I was trapped. There was no way out. A lawman with a big pile of raw hamburger came running down the alley. He got about 10 feet away from me, and he went, nice boy. I looked at him and went, he threw raw hamburger at me to try to be friends with me. I picked up a piece of the raw hamburger. I ate it. I chewed it. I calmed down. He came closer. He patted my massive overdeveloped back. He went, okay, good boy. And I turned and I grabbed his head in my massive hand. I went, and I had my hand on his head, and I was about ready to pop it like a grape when suddenly the rage left me, and my eyes stopped glowing green, and my body reduced to its normal size. And I stood there going, but I still had his head in my hand, so I just turned his head from side to side and said, you know, you really should do something with this hair. I mean,
celebrate.
Hang belting that baby out for us.